Praise the Lord.
Now, the rest of the test,
the rest of you, I think it is real straightforward.
There is one, though, that I want to mention to you. And it's found on page 6. And I know if I don't say something, there's going to be a couple of questions here. On number 6, number 5, it says, which of the following are facts regarding the relationship of the forgiveness of sins to water baptism? Now, what you have to do, you have to stop and think about forgiveness of sins and when we're forgiven of our sins and how forgiveness of sins relates to water baptism. So, I don't know how to make it any clearer than that as far as the meaning of the question there in number 5. But it has to do with forgiveness of sins and water baptism. And I guess I'll just let you look at it and arm wrestle your way through it. But in what sense?
Oh, she did that
test.
Number one, yes, you can exchange. Number one, what is the source of authority for establishing the proper doctrine of water baptism? That would be A, the Bible. Hopefully you can understand me here this morning. Number one is A, the Bible. Number two, what does the Greek word baptizo literally mean? C, to immerse. Number two is C. Number three, which of the following Greek words accurately describe the method of baptism practiced today by Catholicism and many Protestant denominations? E, rontizo, meaning to sprinkle. So number three is E. Number four, why did John baptize in Aenon near to Salem? It's D, because there was much water there. So number four is D. Number five, by what method did John the Baptist baptize Christ? A, immersion. Number five is immersion. Number six, what fact in the narrative of Israel's escape through the dry bed of the Red Sea indicates the proper baptismal method for us today? B, the waters formed a wall on both sides, and the cloud was overhead, thus they were completely covered. So number six is B. Number seven, what element of the typology of baptism clearly indicates the proper baptismal method for us today? C, it is the burial of our old nature. Number seven is C. Number eight, which of the following is a comprehensive list of all examples of New Testament water baptism? E, none of the above. Wouldn't you know it? Number eight is E, none of the above. Number nine, which of the following are prerequisites for water baptism? B, repentance and conversion. So number nine is B. Number ten, what is the typological significance of water baptism? E, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. So number 10 is E. Number 11, what is meant in John 3:5 by the words born of water and of the Spirit? D, conversion and water baptism. So number 11 is D. Number 12, which book or books in the Bible should be consulted to find the proper interpretation for the Great Commission recorded in Matthew 28? C, the book of Acts, because it shows the commission being carried out. Number 13, how does one reconcile the seemingly contradictory fact that Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 28 to disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Well, E, Matthew 28:19 is not a formula, but a command which is fulfilled by using the name of Jesus. So number 13 is E. Number 14, why is the word name singular in Matthew 28:19? And the answer is C, because there is only one name for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So number 14 is C. Number 15, what is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? It would be A, Jesus. So number 15 is A. Number 16, what principle was taught in class from the fact that if Mark chapter 16, actually it should be verse 18 there, not verse 16, but Mark 16:18 says they shall take up serpents, and Acts 28:3-5 tells the story of this happening to Paul, it would be D, Jesus' words in the Great Commission are often interpreted by examples of their fulfillment in the book of Acts. Number 17, what was Peter preaching about in Acts 10 at the house of Cornelius when the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit? Well, actually, I see a couple possibilities here. I think that the answers are a little bit nebulous, B would be one of them. That's the primary answer. How Christ had commanded the apostles to preach, make disciples, and baptize them. But the other one would be D, how God had revealed even in the Old Testament that all nations could be saved by faith. So I think that's D. I think D is plausible too. Now, it doesn't mention the Old Testament, but there are references in the Old Testament and so forth. And that's kind of what Peter was talking about. Well, see, at that point in time, actually, you know what I've traditionally done, and I'm going to do it again with this one. I'm going to give this question the boot. In other words, let's don't even mark this one wrong, because I just think it's too nebulous myself. So let's don't worry about number 17. I'm not really sure myself what it's really getting at, because all the responses are a little bit too nebulous to me. So let's don't mark number 17 wrong. I've always thrown that one out. Number 18, what key word found in the context of Acts 2:38 indicates that Peter was defining how water baptism is to be administered? It's C, in. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. And there was this little picture. Remember when I drew the circle with the dot in the middle? In the name of Jesus. Okay, part two, check all that apply. Number one, which of the following are facts in the narrative of John the Baptist's ministry that indicate the baptismal method he used was immersion? Well, here would be the facts. B, the people were baptized in the River Jordan. C, Christ was baptized in the River Jordan. E, Jesus came up out of the water. And I, John said that he baptized the people in water. So B should be checked, C should be checked, E should be checked, and I should be checked. Right, Brindley? What? No opinion, right?
Yeah. Suppose you check the other disciples when they come against you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Everyone that would be checked other than those would be wrong. And then you have to look at the little grading scale up at the top. Number two, which of the following items relating to the story of Philip baptizing the Ethiopian eunuch indicates that the baptismal method Philip used was immersion? Well, A, the eunuch noticed a body of water and commanded the chariot to stop. B, had Philip intended to sprinkle the eunuch, he could have used a small amount of water carried in the caravan. So B should be checked. I think that's a reasonable assumption. And I mentioned that in class. C should be checked. The narrative says that both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water. And D should be checked. The narrative says that they both came up out of the water. So D should be checked as well. And then all the rest of them should be left blank. So A, B, C, and D. Number three, which of the following indicate that the baptismal method of immersion is important to God? B should be checked. The fact that God spoke on the issue shows that it is important. D should be checked. God purposely selected and used in the Bible the one Greek term which specifically denotes only immersion. E should be checked. God purposely avoided using a Greek word which meant something other than immersion. And G should be checked. Baptism typifies the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And God has always been very particular that his types be fulfilled precisely. So here are the ones that should be checked for number three. B, D, E, and G. (Clears throat) Then number four, as taught in class, which of the following are reasons one should be baptized? Well, C should be checked. It is a commandment of God. D should be checked. It is for the forgiveness of sins. F should be checked. It is for public identification with Christ. G should be checked. It is part of salvation. I should be checked. It is to bury the old man and enable the Christian to walk in newness of life. L should be checked. It is the answer of a good conscience. And M should be checked. It is to join one more fully to Christ, making one a full member of the body of Christ. So here are the ones now. C, D, F, G, I, L, and M. Any questions on that? Yes, Jim.
Is H at all optional?
H? No, not really. Uh-uh. That's just thrown in. That's just a red herring. In fact, Peter says that baptism is not for putting away the filth of the flesh, but it is the answer of a good conscience toward God. In other words, Peter says that it's not for cleansing the body, even though it would be symbolic in this here. So, yes. Okay, the answers. Here are the ones that should be checked. C should be checked. D should be checked. F should be checked. G should be checked. I should be checked. L should be checked. And M should be checked. Okay. Did someone say something? Or am I hearing something? Is A? No. Because there are times when people are baptized in the Holy Spirit and then water baptized. Yes.
You believe it's an essential part of B?
Well, if you say it is essential for salvation, if you just make that a flat-out statement, what you're saying there is that you must be baptized in order to be saved. And so that's why we added the other one. G, it is part of salvation. And it's not absolutely essential. I tried to qualify that for you, that it's not that God doesn't want us to be baptized. He does. But God is not so much of a legalist or a stickler that he's going to send people to hell if they're not water baptized. See? So that one is kind of a tough one there. The way it's worded, it is essential for salvation. As it stands, I would leave it unchecked. Number five, which of the following are facts regarding the relationship of the forgiveness of sins to water baptism? Water baptism, well, B should be checked. The Bible says we are baptized for the remission of sins. That's true. C should be checked. The Bible contains verses that show that more is involved in forgiveness of sins than baptism only. So that should be checked. D should be checked. The Bible says that God will forgive sins if one prays to him and sincerely confesses his sins. Well, see, it really does, though. Because what it tells you is this, that when you are water baptized, you already are provisionally forgiven of your sins. See, because you've already confessed your sins.